Hello, I'm Charles Coves, Australasia's passion provocateur. Welcome to this week's episode of the Charles Coves Show. Whether you're watching on YouTube or on Rumble or listening via podcast from one of the many potential platforms, this is episode 190. The format for the show is that I share one big idea with you. I share some resources to help you implement the big idea. I have a quick review of key happenings during the past week, and then the foundational principles for this show and more background about me are contained at the end for newer viewers and listeners. So let's get into today's big idea. We must not trust the World Health Organization. This week's program and next week's program will both be dealing with the World Health Organization, and I base these shows on the work of the wonderful James Roguski. Today I will be talking about unacceptable changes to the international health regulations, and next week I will be talking about unacceptable changes to the treaty to which nations sign up. I have previously on my TNT radio program interviewed founders of the organization Australia Exits the WHO, and many of you will be aware of a push against supporting the activities of the World Health Organization. James Roguski just this week has found material that he's been looking for but has been unable to obtain or find under Freedom of Information applications. So this is breaking news. He has found the confidential discussion points about the changes to the international health regulations that affect every person watching this show or listening to this show. These proposed changes are all designed to give additional power to the World Health Organization. I will go through, relying on James's work, the 10 most unacceptable elements of these changes, and then I will share with you some background details of Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the Director General of the World Health Organization, originally from Ethiopia, and a man who is not a doctor, and I say, not a man who can be trusted and must not be trusted. So, here's what's planned for you. The 10 big proposed changes to the international health regulations that gives the WHO incredible power. Number one, three levels of fear-mongering. These changes give the Director General of the WHO the authority to unilaterally declare an early action alert. These have all got acronyms, by the way, EAA, and a pandemic emergency, PE, in addition to a public health emergency of international concern, PHEIC, that sensible commentators call fake, with absolutely no oversight and no checks or balances on his power. This is unacceptable. To give this power to one man who, on his background that I'll share with you later, is not to be trusted, is an outrage. The second amendment to the IHRs, the International Health Regulations, is quarantine. It adds additional threats of quarantine to people who are travelling. So imagine that. You get onto a plane, you get onto a ship, and then while you're travelling, they announce a new rule. The Director General announces a new rule. He says there's an emergency. Everyone who's on this plane, everyone's on this ship gets quarantined for 14 days. Unacceptable. Third change. Documents required for travel. Requiring additional health documents, such as test certificates, in order to enable you to travel freely is unacceptable. Remember, these are just unilateral decisions made. Suddenly they say you need additional documentation to travel, and you might land somewhere where this new rule has come in and you're stuck. Change number four. jabs authorised by the WHO for emergency use, requiring these jabs, especially under emergency use authorisation, is unacceptable. Change number five. Making non-governmental bodies comply with public health measures is unacceptable. That means that the Director General makes an announcement and the company that employs you suddenly says, we have to impose a new health measure on you. Unacceptable. Number six, there's a new surveillance power. The ongoing and ever-increasing invasion of your privacy and mine is unacceptable. Surveillance, okay? So they go, oh, there's a big drama on, more surveillance. Number seven, proliferation of pathogens with pandemic potential. Do you like the alliteration? I mean, my book is called Passionate People Produce, so now we've got a proliferation of pathogens with pandemic potential. Facilitating the proliferation of pathogens with pandemic potential in the genetic sequence data through a pathogen access and benefit sharing scheme, a PABS, is unacceptable. Number eight, and every nation is expected to create a national international health regulation authority. Look at the nonsense of that word. So it now is proposed that every nation is required to allocate human and financial resources and adjust its natural laws by creating a national, international health regulations authority. Unacceptable. Number nine, disclosure of personal data changes. This gives governments and all sorts of bodies the power to publicly disclose your private data. Unacceptable. And change number 10 to the international health regulations, censorship. Attempting to limit freedom of speech and freedom of expression under the guise of countering misinformation and disinformation is unacceptable. These are the 10 big changes that are unacceptable. Thank you, James Rogarski. The details surrounding this, a 13-page document, are available at rejecttheamendments.com. Now, who is this bloke? Tedros Ghebreyesus. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. Well, I have here 6 pages of detailed background into him. It is evil reading. And you can get this, and I urge you to download it and read who this Director General of the World Health Organization is. He is not a doctor. He is a political operative. He has been taken to the International Court of Justice on genocide claims. In Ethiopia, it is clear that he's been attempting to wipe out certain tribes that are not of his liking. Have a look at this background. It comes with 35 detailed references, so this is not just crap. And his background is available at a website, preventgenocide2030.org/Tedros. preventgenocide2030.org/Tedros. I say, these amendments to the international health regulations are outrageous for the same reasons that James Roguski does. That's R-O-G-U-S-K-I. I urge you to take an interest in this because this will impact on you, on the health of your children, on the health of your grandchildren. This requires Australia and the country in which you live to give away its sovereignty, to let some unelected person make decisions that have profound impact on our lives. Do not support the WHO, and indeed I support Australia exiting the WHO. These amendments require a vote by 2/3 of member states. I'm spreading this word, and also next week talking about the WHO treaty to demonstrate to you the evil intent of this organisation. And one of the good things of the last 4 years has been that what we thought was a body motivated by good is in fact the opposite. The World Health Organization is not to be trusted, and your country and my country must fight, must retain its sovereignty and must not give it away. The resources I want to give to you, Spot of Humour, because we're talking about health, but I just found this lovely quote by Mark Twain. So this will be the Spot of Humour and the quote, "Be careful about reading health books. You may die of a misprint." Love it. Great quote and a spot of humour. My health tip is to re-energise your commitment to taking personal responsibility for your health. Do not give your health away to doctors. Make this decision that your health and that of your family is your responsibility. My book this week is a 1957 book written by Leopold Kohr, K-O-H-R. You can download it from a website, which is where I got it. It's a book called The Breakdown of Nations. And the essence of the message, and it's a powerful message, is that the cause of almost all failures of organizations and nations is bigness, getting too big. And the WHO, an international, one global body running health, is madness. Read this book, The Breakdown of Nations, and also think about big organizations that disappear. Some 40% of the Fortune 500 companies over the last 20 years have disappeared. Getting too big is uncontrollable, and the WHO is uncontrollable. The book is well worth studying. My spiritual tip is to meditate on this question of getting too big. You know, this whole idea that progress means getting bigger. Not necessarily. I know some incredibly successful people who have operated their whole lives as individual consultants without setting up mega consulting businesses or the world's best restaurant in Spain. I've got a mental block on it at the moment. It's been going for 300 years. It's currently closed for the last 2 years. It's been the same size for 300 years. I think it was called El Bulli or something like that. So you don't have to get bigger or be huge to be successful. So think about today's big idea. I encourage you, in terms of this self-awareness journey that we're on in this program, to understand how your life can be ripped away from you by the resolution of a Director General of the WHO is not to be trusted, who will take it away, and your country will give away its rights to this unelected bureaucrat. This is nothing to do about you living life on your terms. And that's what this show is about, to remind you of these principles. I urge you to, if you enjoy this show, to subscribe to it on YouTube, on Rumble, on podcast. Share it with your family and friends. Visit our websites, charlescoves.com, where there's full details of the self-awareness and passion quest. You can make an appointment time there to have a conversation for me on how to change your life effectively. Coves.com tells the programs that I run for companies and public programs. My books, Passionate People Produce and Passionate Performance, are also available at those websites. Now, a quick review of key happenings during the week. And I want to introduce you to my little mate. Look at this. I have a bobblehead. It's got passion on it. How cute is this? Da-da-da-da-da. That's me. Look here, my red jacket, white shirt. How cute, hey? This was a present to me. A surprise from Julie. You can get a bobblehead like this from funbobblehead.com.au. My TNT radio guest this week is John Lukacs from Virginia, USA, an amazing health researcher, a man who's had 7 careers in his life. The way that he thinks about life is amazing. I urge you to have a listen, to have a watch, because TNT radio is now both video and audio. I urge you to take a look at John Davidson, a well-known film producer, director. His latest documentary called Epidemic of Fraud. It's available for free download at epidemicoffraud.com. It goes through what we've gone through in the last 4 years. It is an excellent 2-hour documentary that will give you wonderful information. And lastly, I keep urging you to track retired politicians. I'm tracking Dick Dan, the former Premier of Victoria, Daniel Andrews. Track Dick Dan. I want all of you who see what he's doing to let me know, because I want this man to pay for his sins in office. I want every politician to pay for their sins in office, so that existing current politicians realise that retiring from politics won't give you a free pass. If you're new to the show, stick around. We'll now cover the foundational principles of the show and further background about me. Thanks for being with us. Have a wonderful week of passion, of ever-increasing self-awareness, of embracing the challenges that you have, and of being happy while you embrace those challenges. Have a great week. See you next week. Bye. And now, for viewers and listeners who want to know more about my background and what else I do with my life, as well as the foundational principles of the show, here we are. Since 1993, when I left my legal career, a career that I love, to become Australasia's passion provocateur, I have inspired and provoked and educated and motivated people all over the world to discover and pursue their passion. I have helped people via the books that I've written, via speeches at conferences, via in-depth team building programs, workshops over 1, 2, or 3 days, or over 3 months, 6 months. And I've coached people of all ages, one-on-one, from small, medium, and large enterprises, government enterprises, helping them to identify the often tiny changes that can make a massive difference. One of my core principles is that freedom is what makes us truly human. That's why one of the greatest threats that government imposes on you to force you to observe its laws is the threat of imprisonment, the loss of your freedom. Just think about that. Government says, if you don't behave yourself, we're going to put you in jail. No, no, I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to lose my freedom. That's a reminder to you of why freedom is so important. Without freedom, you and I are not much different to animals. If you were locked up in a cage for the rest of your life, how different would you be to an animal? This commitment to fighting for freedoms for all people is carried out by me primarily through 5 channels. Number 1, preserving the freedom